Sexual abuse and the death penalty, the risks of politicization. This week's piece examines the global implications of U.S. Representative Nancy Mace's proposal to introduce the death penalty for the sexual abuse of minors, arguing that, even if constitutionally constrained within the United States, the initiative risks accelerating the politicization of sexual abuse worldwide. The central concern is not the bill's immediate legal viability, but its potential to function as a catalyst in fragile institutional environments, particularly in Latin America, where judicial systems are already strained and public support for punitive mano dura or iron fist solutions is significant. Mace's proposal, formally known as the Death Penalty for Child Rapists Act, targets federal crimes involving the rape of children under the age of 12. In the U.S. context, the bill challenges long-standing constitutional limits on capital punishment and intersects with broader political tensions within the Republican Party, including renewed scrutiny of elite protection mechanisms in cases of sexual abuse, highlighted by the ongoing debate over the Epstein files and other high-profile cases. Mace's bill is not a domestic U.S. legal dispute. It must be seen as a continuation of the United States as a long-standing testing ground whose policy debates often reverberate internationally. Since the mid-1980s, American responses to sexual abuse, first marked by denial, then by litigation and accountability, have shaped how institutions elsewhere confront similar crises. In this sense, Mace's proposal operates as a warning sign. It signals how unresolved abuse, when combined with public outrage and institutional failure, can invite extreme punitive responses. The risk is higher for the Catholic Church. Since the Church operates transnationally but responds locally, divergent legal and political environments produce radically different outcomes. In France and Germany, recent developments illustrate how transparency and acknowledgement, however delayed, can reduce pressure for politicized punishment. In southern France, the electoral challenge mounted by lawyer Jean-François Blanco against former Prime Minister François Bayrou has turned clergy sexual abuse into a referendum on elite impunity. The partial opening of the archives where most of the victims defended by Blanco, and growing public trust in investigative processes, demonstrates how institutional accountability can redirect outrage away from authoritarian solutions. Germany offers a similar example. A Franciscan commissioned study acknowledged decades of institutional silence and a zero detection rate, admitting that abuse was uncovered only through external pressure from survivors. This willingness to name failure, while deeply damaging institutional credibility, nonetheless signals a path away from denialism and toward reform. By contrast, the situation in Latin America is marked by persistent denial, weak accountability, and extreme judicial dysfunction. No national bishops' conference has produced an equivalent to France's Sauve report, and reports submitted to Vatican bodies often lack verifiable evidence of reform. Clergy sexual abuse continues to be minimized or reframed through narratives that obscure its historical depth and institutional roots. This denialism coexists with justice systems characterized by prolonged pretrial detention, arbitrary procedures, overcrowded prisons, and endemic corruption. Introducing the death penalty into such systems would act as an accelerant rather than a solution. Capital punishment raises the stakes of every proceeding, intensifies incentives for bribery and coercion, and magnifies the consequences of already routine procedural abuse. In these contexts, irreversible punishment would deepen chaos, not restore trust. Crucially, the demand for harsh punishment in Latin America is real. Public support for the death penalty remains high in countries such as Mexico, Peru, Brazil, and Argentina, driven by cartel violence, feminicides, kidnappings, and child abuse. Even where capital punishment has been abolished, it remains politically salient. Argentina offers the most recent example of the punitive populism after the Senate in Buenos Aires approved mano dura legislation targeting adolescents, despite explicit opposition from the Catholic hierarchy, demonstrating how populist currents can overpower institutional resistance. The Catholic Church in Latin America faces a stark dilemma. Continued denial risks fueling populist backlash, While genuine accountability demands structural reform that many legal systems are ill-equipped to deliver. While politicization may appear unavoidable, it carries severe risks. Once sexual abuse becomes a tool of punitive populism, justice is subordinated to spectacle, and already fragile institutions may suffer irreversible damage. The piece ultimately warns that without transparency, survivor-centered responses, and institutional reform, extreme punishment will not end abuse, it will entrench injustice.